Joining us is Jeff Fletcher. We've known Jeff for many, many years. Formerly a beat writer, covered the Giants and the A's up in Santa Rosa. Now down with the Orange County Register, covers the Angels. And Jeff, I wanted to have you on today because I know the Tyler Skaggs Memorial was last night. And just if you look at a Hollywood story, my goodness, what went on last night at Anaheim may be one of the more touching stories in baseball history, maybe close to the Lou Gehrig speech. You were there. Tell us your thoughts about it.
It was pretty amazing to see an entire team wearing a Skaggs 45 jersey. I mean, at the All-Star game, Mike Trout wore a 45, but it still said Trout. So tonight, today, all had the exact same jersey on. They really all came together. They had a nice little ceremony, very kind of not too overplayed before the game with his mom and his wife and some of his other family. Both players for both teams stood on the line, and they showed a video of him. They had a 45-second moment of silence. He was number 45. And then his mom came out there, and she is like a big-time softball coach in Southern California, and she just fired a strike right in there. And everybody got all worked up. And then just like that, the Angels scored 7 runs in the first inning. And the rest of the night was history. So there was definitely just about, other than the one walk they issued, it was pretty much a perfect game for the whole team, top to bottom. It was amazing.
As you're watching this unfold and the game itself, I mean, you got the opener, then you got the pitcher coming in behind there. There's a lot of balls in play, a tremendous play by the third baseman, Theis, who made just an amazing play to save it, but it turns out to be a no-hitter. And as I said on the show earlier, for me, Mike Trout became a man, so to speak. Not covering the Angels and not seeing them all the time, it's hard for me to say that what was Mike Trout's signature moment. I think Mike Trout had a signature moment this week at the All-Star game and last night. That's something that'll be remembered forever.
Well, Mike has been obviously the best player in baseball for a long time, but he's really, over the last few years, kind of become more of a vocal, representative of the team, and would come out, and when something difficult needed to be addressed, he was the guy. And when they had their first game that they played after Tyler died last week, and the players, the clubhouse was not open before the game. After the game, they just brought a lot of players into an interview room, and Mike was the first guy who got up there, and he just gave this impassioned soliloquy about what Tyler meant to all of them. And, he didn't have to do that. Nobody was forcing him to talk. A lot of other guys didn't want to do it, but he's the leader, and he's like you said, he's a grown man now, and he takes these things on his shoulders, and it's just really amazing to see he's added that to being, the best baseball player in the world.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it was a great moment. Look, you're in Hollywood, and as they say, you couldn't write the script. 13 runs in the game, the seventh month of the year. His birthday is 7/13, Skaggs' birthday. And I don't know, it just seemed just incredible how all this came together. And then at the end, which was really the part that got me, they all went to the mound and took the jerseys off and put the jersey on the mound. How about that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool to see. And you could kind of sort of see it, one guy did it, and then somebody else did it, and somebody else did it. And the one thing that I don't know if a lot of people noticed, but they all sort of left their jerseys around the mound. Mm-hmm. But then Felix Pena, who was the guy who pitched that night, he put his jersey right on the rubber, right on top. So I thought that was fitting because he was the guy who had stood there and done the job that night. So he got to have his jersey right on the rubber at the top of the mound. And, another one of these crazy little things last night, there have been, I think, 13 combined no-hitters in the history of Major League Baseball. One of them was pitched on July 13th, 1991. It was the day Tyler Skaggs was born.
It's incredible. Yeah. Tell you, the more numerology we get into, the things that came out of the game. And, again, Joe Sheehan of the Joe Sheehan newsletter wrote a beautiful story today. And, again, no matter what your religion is or what you believe in or your spiritual side, to go through what you saw last night is just unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think if there's anything similar I've seen, and the closest I could come was, I believe when Barry Bonds' father passed away, he hit a game-winning homer in the next game. I don't remember the exact details of that, but that was the closest I could come. And still, that's, you know, just one person doing something like that. It's not a whole team coming together the way the Angels did last night. So it's really remarkable.
How will this impact and of course, baseball, we tend to be romantic about it and all that, but will this impact the team going forward, do you think?
You know, it's one of those things that everybody says, you know, we're going to come together more as a team and we want to win for Tyler. And it's nice, you know, in retrospect, if they do end up winning, to say that, you know, that was some part of it. But, you know, to me, that almost trivializes it a little bit, because it's not like, you know, everybody just wants him back, and they would rather lose all the rest of their games if they could have him back. So it's not like winning all the rest of their games would make a difference. So, you know, it's kind of convenient to say that there's some part of him that's helping them out to win. But I think that they're just doing whatever they can to remember him and play the hardest they can. I think that's all you can ask.
Well, very well said. Very well said. How's the family?
Everybody's good.
Good.
They keep getting older.
I know. Good to have you on the show, Jeff. It's a pleasure, and you added a lot to the story, and I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Jeff Fletcher, Orange County Register. We've known him for years. Really added to the story and sort of put a finishing touch on what went on down in Anaheim last night.